The energy giant AGL has restated its commitment to closing its ageing coal-fired power stations, including Liddell, in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. The company's been under extraordinary pressure from the federal government to keep Liddell open or sell it to another operator. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is in Melbourne for the AGL annual general meeting and he joins me now. Peter, what is the mood there at the AGM, considering the political pressure the company's faced?
Well, hi, Eleanor. I'm inside the AGM at the moment. You can probably hear it in the background, but outside earlier, a pretty enthusiastic crowd of 50 or so environmental protesters outside the Melbourne Recital Hall. Pretty loud, especially with a lot of construction work going out on South Bank Boulevard. But shareholders are concerned about the direction of AGL, whether its commitment to easing away from coal towards renewables might have changed by the dumping of the National Energy Guarantee that also came with the dumping of Malcolm Turnbull as Prime Minister. On the same day, of course, AGL's Chief Executive Andy Veazey left the country in an abrupt retirement, a sign that AGL needed to reset its relationship with the federal government, given a range of tensions over the Liddell power station and coal-fired power. One of those concerned is Mark Wakeham, Chief Executive of Environment Victoria, and I spoke to him in the midst of the protests outside the meeting.
I think it's a real fork in the road moment for AGL. They have been on the journey towards cleaning up their power supply, but they now need to continue with that plan to replace Liddell.
What about the departure of Andy Veazey very abruptly on the same day that Malcolm Turnbull was axed? Did you see that as very odd given the death of the National Energy Guarantee?
Look, it is concerning given that there had been so much criticism of AGL by the federal coalition, and that's why it's so important that they restate their commitment to reducing greenhouse pollution and cleaning up their energy supply.
That's the CEO of Environment Victoria, Mark Wakeham, speaking to you, Peter, outside the AGM, and it was quite noisy there. So inside, what has AGL had to say about its plans for the Liddell Power Station?
Well, AGL's chairman, Graeme Hunt, has doubled down on the commitment to close Liddell and those other coal-fired stations, saying that the overall strategic direction of the business remains the same, despite the departure of Andy Veazey as chief executive last month. AGL's interim chief executive, Brett Redman, says there won't be any softening in the decision to close Liddell by 2022, telling shareholders that the long-flagged closure of coal plants is an operational one driven by safety, risk and also prudence.
It was in that context in 2015 we gave long-term notice of our intention in relation to the ongoing responsible operation of our coal-fired plants, including their anticipated closure dates. The question of closure dates is an operational one, of ensuring ageing coal plants are retired responsibly and safely as we work through transition. It is not a question of ideology on our part. Far from it.
That's the AGL's Interim Chief Executive, Brett Redham. Our Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan, speaking to me from the AGL Annual General Meeting in Melbourne.